Welcome back to the Vol State Chat. I am your guest host, Jeff Ray. In the studio now, we are joined by three students that competed in the Skills USA competition.
Welcome, everyone. Now, this will not only be the listener's first introduction to each member that competed, it'll also be my first formal introduction as well. So before we get started, I just want to take a moment and have each of you introduce yourselves. Let's do your name, your major, your interested career field, and what competition you competed in for Skills USA. Sydney, we can start with you if you want.
My name is Sydney. I am a criminal justice major here at Ball State, and I really am planning on hopefully becoming a state legislator. I really want to focus on domestic abuse and sexual abuse reform around those kind of topics.
Awesome. And what skills competition did you compete in?
Criminal justice.
Perfect.
And I'm Christopher Montini. I am a cybersecurity major here at Ball State. I'm an adult learner, so I'm the old guy of the group, but I've been doing this for a little while and just wanted to get better at my job, so that's why I came back to school. But I competed in the Information Technology Services.
Awesome.
My name is Jasmine Harrison. I'm in the major of Criminal Justice, and I'm looking to go into the forensics field, and I competed in the CSI competition.
Awesome. And would each of you give a brief explanation of what your competition was about and what skills were tested?
So for the Information Technology Services, it was there was about six or seven different categories that we had to hit. Each one was a 30-minute competition where we actually had to perform in a virtual environment against the other colleges that were there. But things like removing viruses from computers or finding a fault with an operating system, There was a 50-question exam that we had to get done in 30 minutes, and then a few other scenarios that were kind of like real life. What would you do in real life to resolve this problem?
Right. That's awesome.
So kind of like he said, criminal justice had a lot of real life scenarios in it. So we had, it's always different. The scenarios are always different each year and each practice, whatever. Each time it's always different. And I think this year we did two unknowns, a traffic stop and a domestic situation, but it was a 911 call up. So you didn't know it was a hang up, 911 hang up. And you didn't know it was a domestic until you got there. So it's really just testing your knowledge of the law and your knowledge of probable cause. Like, do you have the right to enforce certain laws? Do you have the right to arrest people and stuff like that? That's things that they want you to know. It's more than just, can you arrest somebody or can you control somebody? You need to know the laws as well. So
awesome.
So for the crime scene investigation, we're basically put into a little room and we have to observe a crime scene. This year it was a murder. So we had to take our initial walkthrough and then we had our photographer taking pictures. And then you'll have a evidence person that kind of collects evidence and tries to write down everything that they see. And then you have a sketch person who draws the scene. And then after that, we're taken into a room and we create logs for the scene. And after that, there were three different things where you had to collect evidence or the DNA off of the items, and then you have to package the evidence, and then you have to take the fingerprints off of it too.
Well, that's awesome. And can you tell us a little bit about how your teams went? Like, how was it, an individual competition or a team competition, or was it a little bit of both? How did that go? How was that experience?
So I think that was different for all of us, right? So
yeah. Me and Chris had individuals. I actually went up against a student here at Ball State that I had been practicing with. So it was a little friendly competition. I wanted to bet money. He didn't want to. So I lost out on some money there. But it was individual for you too, Chris, yeah?
Yeah, so I was up against two other students here at Ball State. But they were great. They were support for me out there, right? And we practiced together for a month and a half before we went and did this competition. And I got to say, without those guys, I probably wouldn't have came out on top. The practice sessions with those two and our professor, Jonathan Pinkerton was our professor. Those guys are the ones that made this thing a reality, made it happen. So, but in the end, the three of us were competing individually, but only one of us could win, obviously. Those guys did great, though.
And for the CSI competition, it was me alongside my two other teammates, and we all take on different roles, and we just have to come together as a team to try to do the best that we can to figure out what happened.
That's awesome. And will each of you walk us through what preparing for your specific competition looked like?
So for the information technology services, it was really just a lot of time together on Zoom calls, studying material that we thought might be presented in the competition. This is our first time that Ball State, in my understanding, competed in the information technology. Right. So we were kind of just new to this, and we didn't know what to expect. So we were just kind of going off of what Professor Pinkerton thought there might be. Thankfully, he was pretty accurate. Right. So we studied a lot of the right things together, and really that's what it was just going over the material over and over again and just being ready for it. So that when we got there, we were very comfortable. There was no nerves. It was a good time, good experience to meet other people and get to know how things worked. But I think that's going to make for a good next year if we do this again next
year.
Right. Yeah.
I've been in SkillsUSA since my sophomore year of high school. And when I actually went to state in high school and competed in firefighting and I won third place, I was actually the only female in there. So I'm used to kind of
that's awesome.
I was the only female this year too in criminal justice. So in the college, secondary, of course, I'm sure there was some in high school, but for secondary, I was the only female. And so I've been in criminal justice for a long time. I've been in SkillsUSA for a long time. So my practicing might look a little different because I have a lot of experience. So really I just do a lot of hands-on, you know, when it's practice day, they come out, they have a cars parked and we run through a traffic stop, or they want me to do the DUI assessment test or task, you know, they don't call them tests, they're task. So stuff like that. But recently, you know, we had the debrief with one of our judges from Skills or one of the people that organized it. And they were able to like really tell us about our results in the criminal justice and CSI. And I was talking to Professor Tracy. He's the one that, you know, is kind of our coach along with Tim. He also helps us out. And so, but I told him after the debrief, I realized that there's a lot of like basics you need to get to. So a lot of it is hands-on, but of course, you know, you have to get down to the basics of laws and stuff like that. Like I said, you know, you really got to know the specifics.
You got to have some type of foundation to build upon,
yes,
I'm sure.
Exactly.
So kind of what Sydney was saying, but for my team, two of us were brand new and it was our first year doing skills. So we had to basically start from the beginning and then just repetition to kind of learn the process of it, because there is a certain way that you do things. So we just had to go over the process over and over and over again to get it down.
Awesome. And were you put into rooms with scenes and
you
had to go through the process of that as well?
Yeah. So when we practice at the lab, we have different rooms in there. So he will set up a crime scene, kind of like the one that was at the competition. And we just have to basically practice doing what we would do at the competition there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they got that little mannequin man in there.
And the fake guns and everything.
So when you go to like an escape room, do you find the answers like within a matter of a couple of minutes and find your escape easily?
Escape game.
It's kind of like
we
that.
We want you on our team.
Yeah, we're timed, so it's a little bit like that.
Yeah.
Well, with all the preparation and studying that you're doing for this competition, does that affect your class schedule or class work? I mean, does it help with your class work and everything else?
I would say it probably does help a little bit with the classwork, as far as the material. I mean, you're just going over and over again. It might not all be, you know, what you're studying in that particular class or a particular class, but it's close enough to where it's enhancing
what
you're learning in the class.
Know,
It didn't really hurt anything as far as the class schedule. It was a lot of work. So I will say, you know, I work a full-time job and I've got a family and everything. It took a little bit away from that stuff.
Right.
So appreciate my family being patient with me and my coworkers and all that. But, I mean, small sacrifice for
true
the great experience that was SkillsUSA.
So I'm an online learner. So, like I said, my experience might be a little different. I do a lot of my classwork after work at night. So it doesn't usually affect my schoolwork. But kind of like what he said, SkillsUSA has so many different competitions, like literally anything you can think of. There's makeup, hairstyle, barbering, metal welding, electronics, everything, you know. And so you can really get into a field that has to do with your major, has to do with the job field that you want to go into. So most definitely SkillsUSA gets you hands-on experience that you don't get anywhere else. like it, and it has these simulations that are so real. And you know, they do a lot to protect where you don't get any idea of what you're going into. We had to sit in a room until 8 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon with no phones. We couldn't go out. If we had to go to the bathroom, someone had to go with us. Like, they wanted to make sure that it was completely fair and that you had to go off your instincts and what you know. And so that, I mean, like I said, I've been doing skills so long that my junior and senior year of high school, I took dual credit enrollment classes in criminal justice because I was so far ahead in criminal justice. So it definitely gave me a head start. Not to mention, I met so many people. Judge Calloway of the juvenile Nashville, Davidson County Juvenile Court. Mm-hmm. I met her firsthand. I got sworn in by her when I did youth court. Like, you get these experiences and you get to meet these people that you wouldn't have the opportunity to. Like, it is such a good outlet into the work field. And it's like almost a little like skip the line pass almost, you know, because you already know people, you already have experience, you have this long resume of I went here and I won this and I got certified for this. So it's definitely a big help. And I mean, I haven't even had to really to pay for stuff and stuff like that. They've always been there to help. Like, it's really been it's really been a privilege for me to be able to, you know, compete and be a part of skills.
I agree. I think that you get experience that you want in your career path that you wouldn't get inside of a classroom, because you are doing real life situations and you're actually doing it hands on, not just reading about it in a textbook or listening to your teacher talk about it.
And now that you've been through this wonderful experience and everything, what are your plans for the future?
So for me, I'm not coming back for this next year because I'll graduate before then. But the other two guys that I competed with that are students here, they do plan on doing this again next year. I hope the school will support it. But I can see that their spirit of competition was lifted, even though they didn't walk away with a medal this time. Right. But they want to come back and they want to win it next year. I think that's great. For me personally, it's just been a good life experience to go in and compete at the state level, come away with a gold medal. That was just excellent. That was so fun for me. But it was a good life experience. It was good work experience. So, like I said, I started coming to school again to get better at my current job. It has done that. This competition has helped with that as well. And then the industry that's represented at this competition is excellent too. So just being able to meet with people that are doing this every day in life and trying to hire some of these students, everything, they're present at these SkillsUSA competitions. And those were great relationships to start forming and just great conversations to have. So it's helped all around.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So as Chris, I graduate this semester, so I won't be back to Ball State, but I do plan on furthering my education, going for my bachelor's. So, of course, last year when I won state, I won a scholarship that's from Skills. So that's going to help me pay for my bachelor's, which is awesome. And I don't know if my next college will have SkillsUSA. I'll definitely advocate for it because it's just, like I said, it's just great. I've always done it. It comes almost as a second nature to me, you know, just the criminal justice competitions because of how long I've done it. But regardless, I'm going to take what I learned and the relationships that I made in SkillsUSA, and I know that I'm going to be able to do something with it as far as it goes to obtaining my dream career as a state legislator.
Me and my teammates, we're all freshmen for Ball State, so we're all excited for nationals, and I do believe that we will also compete next year, and we're excited for that too. And when I do move forward from Ball State and go to my four-year university, I will be excited to put that on my resume, and hopefully they see that and it makes them even more wanting to choose me to go to their school.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us and sharing this incredible opportunity. We really appreciate it, and congratulations on a job very well done to all of you.
Yes, thank you, and congratulations to all of you. Thank you for being with us today, and best of luck with continued success in the future. Exciting times are ahead for all of you, I'm sure of that. And thank you, Wendy and Chloe, for another wonderful episode. Thank you for joining me today. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to this episode of the Vol State Chat. A friendly reminder that today's show will be available to download as a podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, and many other platforms. We have now grown into iHeartRadio and also TuneIn. Just search for the Vol State Chat on your favorite podcast app or website. For comments and suggestions, you could email us at pr@volstate.edu. That's pr@volstate.edu. I hope everyone has a wonderful afternoon. Keep it right here now for more great music on WVCP 88.5 FM.